we finally got Gisu Ahmadi on the line. Gisu?
Hello?
Hello, Gisu. You're speaking to a very special guest there. Hello, Gisu?
Yes.
Yeah, you're standing next to a very special person there.
Rabbi Friedman?
Yes, go ahead.
That's right. I'm talking to Rabbi Friedman, visiting us from Vienna. And I would like to ask him some questions. I would like to know, first of all, what you think, Rabbi, about the whole idea of commemorating the International Boats Day.
I think it is right to say that the ones who supported were ever since until today in support, and even the only ones who were in support of the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian people and to the oppressed people and all humankind nowadays, especially for the Palestinian cause, was ever since the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, and until today it was only Iran and I think it is our duty, religious duty, to join forces, the followers of the Prophet Muhammad and the Prophet Moses and others, to join forces to make everything in practical terms to achieve the goal of a dismantlement of the Zionist regime. It is a clear and cut case that His Excellency, the current President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, His Excellency, the President of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is the one in addition to the religious leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, which brought about the beginning, and maybe even far more than the beginning of the end of the Zionist regime. So we are here in order to express our solidarity and sympathy with our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters who have suffered so much, and do everything in practical terms and pray together for the peaceful dismantling of the Zionist regime, the state of Israel, as well as their regimes and so-called Jewish communities, Zionist communities worldwide.
Rabbi, I have also another question. Aren't you afraid of any hostile reactions when you go back?
As a religious person, as the rabbi and chief rabbi of the Orthodox and Zionist community, I am not afraid from anyone and from anything besides from God. So this is my answer to your question. But as a matter of fact, me personally, my wife and children have suffered such massive persecution and most barbaric acts in humankind and humanity against the children already before, because the Zionist regime tried to blackmail the children in order to blackmail their parents to end their activities against Zionism. Our children are subject to imprisonment every day by Zionist agents in Austria. They were kidnapped already. They're undergoing the most barbaric acts which one could ever imagine against children. And this is in the so-called free world, in the middle of Europe. So we can only pray and hope. But we shouldn't be afraid from anyone or from anything. So we are only afraid from God. And it's our duty to do so. And inshallah, we hope very much to join forces with all the lovely people in Iran here at the day of our roots against the oppressed people and see really a speedy dismantlement and annulment of the Zionist regime and their barbaric acts and atrocities and crimes against humanity.